Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
He's going to be a great quarterback. A++, they say. We'll see. We'll miss him, though, here in New York. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, ESPN Radio. Presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott with J. Will.
Bart you wiping that off?
You get a roll of bounty.
All the grease off, all the sweat.
Yo, they gave me a whole entire roll, too. That just let you know what they were feeling about it.
Well, Keyshawn going to join us later on in this hour, bottom of the hour. It'll be great to catch up with him. But let's go barbershop here for a minute. Again, the Sam Darnold trade happens. The Jets move on. They will likely take Zach Wilson, number two overall. Then the Carolina Panthers have decided their quarterback of the future will be Sam Darnold, a mistake that the Jets were not able to fix. And now it's up to the Panthers to fix him. I shouldn't call him a mistake. I mean the Jets' mistake, unable to turn him into a player. So we'll see what happens in Carolina. But a little barbershop here as we were talking during the break, and it's kind of fun to do this stuff. So last night in New York, you had the Knicks and the Nets, and they played a game at Barclays where James Harden started the game, but 4 minutes later had a hamstring issue that has been nagging him. So he left the game, no KD. So as we, you know, the Knicks said, well, they have a big three, we have a big five, we have a big 15.
Big 15.
As we learned in the game, even with Kyrie on the bench, the Nets 15 is better than the Knicks 15. And that's not easy for me to say, but it's the truth if you watch that game. But also as you watch Kyrie Irving play in this game, he had 40 points. And he had just was, as they say, in his bag when it comes to every handle, every move. His handles, as we talked about, Jay, I think you called him a Picasso, right?
He's the Picasso of the NBA.
That's what you called him,
because
right?
Because he's just painting masterful pictures on canvases. It's really incredible the way he's able to play. It's beautiful to watch. It's art.
It is, and that's certainly what he calls himself, an artist. And the question was then asked, is him or Damian Lillard, you had to choose? And if you're
what
talking
do I need, about, Alan? What do I need?
You need to win. What else is there to do with basketball? What do you mean? What do you need?
I just give me like, it's just, am I starting a team?
Yeah.
Is there a game seven? Give me context.
So you're saying in a moment, I'm saying if I need, all right, assemble your crew. All right. I want a squad and I need a point guard and I need one that I can rely on. I need one that's going to be there every game that I'm not going to have to worry. Like, does he feel like playing today?
I feel like
is he going to take a day off? Dame Lillard, to me, is why I would go that direction, because I know every night when I show up at the gym, he's already there. His bag is open. He's already putting on his shoes. I know that. But the other guy, I walk in the gym, it's empty, and suddenly my phone, I get a text going, you know, not tonight, bro. I'll see you tomorrow. Like, not tonight? Like, what are you talking about? Like, that's the only thing I'm saying. This is not about talent. To me, it's about who can I rely on. I rely on Dame more.
Well, here's my only thing about it, and I hear what you're saying throughout the course of the regular season. Let's not forget, like, Kyrie didn't make a huge game seven winning shot for Cleveland with LeBron James.
How long ago was
that? I mean, how many game seven winning shots has Dame made, Alan?
See,
what do you mean how long ago? Why does it matter?
Dame did make.
I mean,
he's ended playoff series with shots.
I agree with you that he's ended playoff series and shots. I agree with you on that. All I'm saying is that it's interesting to me that, like, people, like, just. I understand there's a lot that comes with Kyrie, but the talent speaks for itself, man. The talent is all. You were there watching that game last night.
It's not about talent, though.
How many points did he have last night, Alan?
We have 40. He was amazing last night. He was great. He was also enjoyable to watch. Just watching him ball out, watching him dribble, watching his moves, just seeing a guy just in his bag, how comfortable he was, and making tough shots, too. Like, it was special to watch him play basketball last night. That is undeniable, but that's not what we're talking about here, is it?
See, I'm the little pistol starter, right? I'm the little pistol starter because I kind of poked the bear and I kind of threw this out there, right?
Phrasing.
But listen, you go to Supercuts. I don't know when the last time Jay actually went to a barber, if he don't have a personal barber.
I don't go to Supercuts.
I'm the only one here that's probably going to a barber shop in the hood, more, you know.
Wrong.
Motown.
Pulse, how dare you? Don't judge me like that. You don't know where I go get my haircut.
Listen, we trying to go character and all this type of stuff. I'm saying, who's the better player? Dame, Kyrie. Forget all about if one's got sage, one's rapping, one's spitting hot fire. Who's the better player? Who you taking? That's what barbershop talk is all about. It ain't about
Kyrie,
all the specifics.
Bart.
You got
I know,
Kyrie.
I got
Dame.
Kyrie.
I got Dame.
Why?
It's simple as that. I got Dame because I love the toughness, and I love the fact that I love what he does whenever I watch him go against Westbrook, because I watch when he goes against head-to-head guys that are supposed to be in his class, how he mean mugs them. You know what I mean? I love that heart. I love the aggressiveness of it. I think that Kyrie is a little soft, but I think he's a great player. But I like the tough guy, and I think Dame is a real-life tough guy.
All right, that's cool. I mean, to each their own. I feel like Kyrie is one of the most skilled players the game has ever seen.
Yes, that's true.
Has ever seen, Alan. I don't care what you say. What, go back and watch the tape last night and watch his footwork. Watch the way he's able to hit shots with the left and the right hand. Watch the angles of attack he's waiting to lay the ball off the ground. I understand what you guys are saying about, you know, big shots and Dame. And I love Dame. Dame is a savage. Trust me, I play more like Dame, okay? Like, I play my game just like Dame. I get it. But when you watch Kyrie, the spins, the English, the footwork, it's off the charts, man. It's from the guard perspective. You who moves like that? Who in the damn game moves like that? That's why you can get on him, Alan, for calling him and self an artist. But that's damn near art.
I didn't get on him for saying that. And see, don't put words in my mouth. See, that's what you just said. A stake between me and Kyrie, and we're very
no.
Close.
That's what you said. I'm just repeating what you said.
And everything you said is undeniable. And I said all those things. It's a joy to watch play. And I think one of the underrated things about him that people don't give him credit for. And I know, you know, you say he's the same. His body's the same. You don't see a guy that actually builds himself up or anything like that. But I see a guy that's got his leg strength is underrated, in my opinion, because it's not easy to stay that low to the ground, to dribble that low to the ground and be able to make the moves that he can to draw the contact that he can. I think for him, his foundation is everything. That's in his leg strength more than anything. I don't care that he doesn't have biceps. He doesn't do curls for the girls. It doesn't matter to me because – you need to also keep yourself loose as an NBA player.
You see what he's trying to do,
to me, though,
he's trying to build Kyrie.
His talent. I am talking about, as Bart said, in the moment, can I trust you to be
what
there
do you mean,
for
can you
me?
Trust him in every you can trust him in the moment.
Time.
You're telling me if a game is tight, I like Kyrie, yeah. I could trust him. What do you mean? I don't understand what you mean. You can't trust him in a moment.
Because you don't know if he's going to play tonight or not. You don't know where he's going to be tonight or not. And he's blowing up locker rooms in the previous places he's been.
Now
he's got a place where
he's got
control. So
Boston was all Kyrie Irving's fault. Boston seems like they have bigger issues going on in that locker room. That's sustained way past Kyrie. Are we still using
Kyrie's
escape goat
for Boston? How do we know that that's not a residual effect?
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness.
How do we know? We don't know.
This house is clear, Boston. The Boston Garden is clear of all the issues that Kyrie Irving brought to the table. And they're still having issues in Boston.
Why are they having issues? Because Kemba Walker was injured. He's not 100%.
It's only,
and they
so
need
it's,
him.
So you're telling me, as an avid basketball fan, the only reason the Boston Celtics are having issues is because Kemba Walker has been
one of the main reasons, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, because that position is very important to them. You would have to have that score at the top of the attack. They need that. Also, Marcus Smart's injury. That also affected them. They lost the big. They don't have any defense now in their front line. All of that stuff is affecting them.
Should we make
of course
this
it is. But that locker room had major issues well before, while Kyrie was there. And also in Cleveland, had issues there. So that was also something with him that followed him to now in Brooklyn, where they said, we'll give you the keys to the house. You can run it. You bring in your guys. And now he's happy because he can run this thing his way. So that's fine. But I still want
to
know, can I trust you every night to be there? And he does not show up every night. I don't mean that show up to play like in the game. I mean literally suit up to play. I don't know when he's going to play and when he's not.
Should we put this out to the people? A little quick
Twitter poll.
Let them chime in and let them vote
on this. Because I'm telling you, when you need Kyrie to be there, he will be there. Like, and it's really funny.
You live it
people
off one
associate
shot.
Everything in a regular season. Like the regular season is so important. Yet we destroy people like Giannis who win regular season MVP because he can't win one. It's not enough. But now we value the regular season. But sometimes we don't value the regular season. Like, which one is it? I'm confused. I don't know. Do I need Kyrie to be there every regular season game? Am I willing to say for the talent that you bring to the table, is there going to be some things that sometimes happen in life for Kyrie? Yes, I'm willing to take on that for the talent itself, Alan. I don't need Kyrie to be there every single game.
I'll say this. I would take Kyrie over Giannis, you know, in a big moment. So I'll give you that much. But tell you what, this is what we'll do because we got more to get to. We got Keyshawn coming up bottom of the hour.
Smoke is back.
But
get King McClure on this.
Yeah, we got King McClure coming up here in a second. But here's what we'll do. So you know how we used to call a roulette to end the show? Let's put a theme on it this time around, and we'll line up calls. You guys get ready now. We only have six lines, so you might want to jump in now. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. On this topic, Dame Lillard or Kyrie?
No why.
And explain.
Oh, you want to show your work.
Show your work. And that's what we'll do. And that'll
we
be
just
in the...
need line five to step up. We've been severely disappointed by line five.
We might even just delete line five.
Yeah, we should just change it. Just go, just skip over line five, go to line seven.
It's like the 13th floor in a hotel. We just won't have it. We're just going
to
move on.
Now it's an ongoing thing. Now we need to hear it from line five.
One, two, three, four, six, and seven. That'll be our call lines from now on. But yeah, let's get back into some college basketball. Let's do it right now.
You're never going to get another moment like this. It's special, and other things that you got to cherish.
Title game underway. Here we go. Everybody's getting a three. Baylor unstoppable right now. Gonzaga with life. Defense turns to offense. The concession by the unbeaten Bulldogs. And the Baylor Bears claim the school's first men's basketball championship.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, in with J. Will, ESPN Radio. We are joined now by King McClure. There's the tweet up there right now.
Hold on, Alan. Before we get into the tweet, and I know he said last time we played Gonzaga, they ended my career. However, we're back, and tonight will be a different result in game day. I hear all that. We know Baylor won last night. I know he played for Baylor. I understand. King, I got to ask you this, man. Get right into it. If you had a choice, are you taking Kyrie or are you taking Dan?
This is what we're doing.
Are you taking Kyrie or are you taking Dame? And tell me why.
I feel like I'm taking Damian Lillard.
Thank you.
I think Damian Lillard, I like his loyalty. I like the way that he wants to do it by himself. He doesn't really want to join a super team. He wants to do it by himself, wants to win one for Portland. I'm taking Dame.
Loyalty.
Jay, you could take the rest of the segment off now. It's okay. You've got it from me.
Loyalty? I mean, like, we're asking for loyalty now in professional sports. You have to be loyal. Let's see how loyalty is going to work out for Dame in Portland. Let's see how that's going to work out. I'm curious to see how that works out.
Don't let him bully you. Don't let him bully King. You're welcome.
King
on
is my man. Are you kidding me?
No, you're bullying a guest right now. I understand my name and Bart's name is not up here on the wall. I understand that, J. Will. But let's at least be kind to our guest. I think he gave a very honest and intelligent answer. And it's and of course let's let him now flex a little bit about Baylor, and I just want to ask you, King, like what it, you would know more than anyone. There it is, the brand. What it means to that brand, what it means to that program to come all the way back from where, of course, it all started.
Yeah. I mean, you just said it. Where Coach Drew came from, 17, 18 years ago, to where it is now. I mean, he called it back then, but to actually see it come to fruition. It's just incredible. I mean, there's been so many blood, sweat, and tears dropped. Me personally, the guys that was out there last night, I actually feel like I kind of raised them in a sense because, you know, I played with all of those guys. Flagler, I didn't play with Flagler, Butler, Maceo, Davion, Thamba, Matt Meyer. When I was there my senior year, those guys were my young guys. They used to listen to me. They used to basically ask for advice. They still ask me for advice. So to see all that come to fruition and to see these guys win, it's like your family. You always want to see your family succeed. So when your family succeeds and does well, you know, it's just a feeling of joy.
Do you take ownership of the fact that you played a vital role in building the program, even though you weren't on a team that got the championship? You're a part of the process. And when I look at the game yesterday, I mean, it just looks like, you know, they were hungry, and it looked like they were building a bully. Like, they didn't want that smoke. The physicality was undeniable early on in the game.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, I feel like I definitely take a little part in it. I mean, Coach Drew, assistant coaches, early when they won the Big 12 championship, Coach Drew cut a piece of the net down, sent it to me personally, and wrote a whole note saying, hey, this would not be possible without you. So, I mean, that just speaks to how genuine and how much of a family this program really is. But, yeah, last night in the game, Gonzaga did not want the smoke. I knew that Baylor was going to win. There was a play with about 11 minutes left in the first half. Flo Thamba dove on the ball. And when he dove, there was three Gonzaga players around. None of them dove. It was just Flo. Mm. And when they got the they it was a jump ball, and Gonzaga got it. But I knew right then that it was over. They didn't really want it as bad as Baylor did, and Baylor showed it.
King, did Davion Mitchell play himself into a first-round selection for the NBA draft coming up? Because I tell you, every time I watch him play, I'm like, I want that kind of dog on my team. I want that person in the locker room and on the court every day to bring that kind of
intensity. I want him in orange and blue, Jay. I want him in orange and blue.
Jay, I'm not going to lie to you. Davion Mitchell is probably one of the hardest players I've ever played against. We have to go against him every single day in practice. And yes, that dude right there is an NBA player. I mean, the way he defends, the way he was able to fight through the ball screen last night, not even need the big in certain times of the game, that was beautiful. The way his ability to now make shots. I mean, back then when I was a senior, he was a transfer. So we played against him every single day in practice. He really couldn't score or run a team like that. So those were the two things that he had to work on. Defensively, he's always been special. This year, his ability to be able to shoot the three, he probably shot like 47 from the three. It's incredible. And if he's not a first-round draft pick, you're crazy.
Allen, you know this, and I know King knows this as a hooper, and Bart, you play ball too. The amount of effort it takes throughout the course of a game to not get screened and to keep your man contained is one of the most challenging aspects of basketball. Why do you think a lot of guys die on screens? My whole damn freshman year, I got caught the screen like it was Velcro. I would get tapped, like, oh, I'm out, right? Like, it takes that mindset to get over it constantly, and then have the ability to score, too, is what makes him so special, man. That's unique.
Exactly. I mean, his ability, he's so explosive. Yeah, I think he has almost a 40-inch vertical. I mean, that when you add that with the defense and the shot-making, yeah, I mean, you have almost, honestly, he might have worked his way into a lottery pick, honestly.
Well, let's make it late lottery. There's a team in New York that desperately needs that kind of element on their teams. Let's just tone it down a little bit, all right? Let's not get too excited, and hopefully he can slip to the Knicks. But we're talking with King McClure, a former Baylor guard, ESPN college basketball analyst, off of last night's, again, a blowout for most of that game, 86-70 over Gonzaga. And I mean, they didn't get to play earlier in the season, King, and that is obviously the story. It's like the matchup we were waiting for all year. And when Mark Few talked about it going into the game, Bart laughed because he felt like he was almost stalling. Like, you know, well, we got to prepare, and I wish we had some extra days. Like, he knew what was coming. But not enough has been said about the other side of it. How much do you know about that group, and especially even into your own mindset, how badly did Baylor want this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, when you look into it, everybody's been talking about Gonzaga all year. Gonzaga, they're going to be the first undefeated team ever. They're comparing them to that UNLV team, to that Kentucky team, to all these great teams, and nobody's really mentioning Baylor. And I think this team right here is full of underdogs, and they took that mentality and they showed the world why that they are just as good as Gonzaga. When you look at their squad, Macy Oteague went into UNC Asheville, was overlooked. Davion Mitchell went to Auburn on the team that won the SEC, played 5 minutes a game. Adam Flagler went to Presbyterian. Matt Meyer was like the fifth man on this high school team. All these guys have that underdog mentality. And they went out there and showed the world that we're used to this, but we're going to prove you wrong, because that's what we have to do our whole entire lives. And they had a chip on their shoulder. And Coach Drew's always had that same chip on his shoulder, because I don't think he gets the credit that he deserves. But now he's finally starting to get that recognition and the credit.
No, King, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, Bart. I was going to say, King, when you were in high school, I know you dropped close to 2,400 points, man. I mean, 2,700 points. You were a hooper. I'm curious, when you first met Scott Drew, when you came into Baylor, were you familiar with what had happened to Baylor earlier and how he had to pick up a lot of the pieces of a program that honestly had to deal with the murder of a player from a teammate on that team? Like, that's one of the most crazy stories I've ever heard. I remember reliving it. But, like, how did Scott Drew handle that with you about the culture that he was trying to build with the team?
Yeah. Man, so that's a great question. I think I've been asked this. But when I first got there, I didn't know. I mean, I really didn't know until probably about halfway through my freshman season, because I think they were making a documentary. And I think they did some filming up at the gym, and I was confused. So Coach Drew sat us all down, explained to us what happened, actually brought players back who was on that team, and they talked to us. A guy actually wrote a book who was on that team, Matt Samen. But they came back and talked to us about it, and I was like, whoa, all this happened? And then if you take it back even further, Jake Lindsey's dad was talking about an FBI scandal that was happening at Baylor in like the early 90s. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, this program is corrupt. Like, what am I doing here? But fast forward, Coach Drew gets the job and he turns his program absolutely around. And I think, honestly, it might be one of the best coaching jobs ever when you really look at where it came from to where it is now. And I'm just saying this because I went there, but it's incredible. There was a murder. Like, one of the teammates murdered each other. And now the national champion 17 years later. Coach Drew is one hell of a coach, one hell of a person. I think he's even a better person than he is coach, and that's why he's getting all the success.
I mean, when you think about it now, when you think about building a program, building a culture, what is the identity now of the program? Like, you know, what are you guys teaching, and how do you guys embrace the past, which is not all great, and also embrace the future?
I think there's two things. I think there's being an underdog, because Coach Drew doesn't really recruit high major players, like as far as five stars and guys on American. Yeah, we got some this year, but that's normally not how Baylor rolls. We normally get those guys that always have a chip on their shoulder that's always been overlooked. It's the first thing. The second thing is just being selfless. You know, Coach Drew always says not any type of guy can come to Baylor. Yeah. I mean, you have to be selfless. You have to put the team first. Winning is the main priority. Winning goes above all else. I don't care if you drop in 20 a night, 30 a night. We got to win. So a lot of those guys, like Matt Meyer, he's very talented, probably one of the most talented players on the team, comes off the bench and as like the seventh man. When he could go to any other school, average 22, 23, and he's finally getting that role after his junior year. Like, he sat out for 2 years and now finally getting that role, and he's been just as talented. That right there is being selfless, caring about winning before anything else. You got to sacrifice. That's who Baylor is. If you're not selfless, if you can't put others before yourself and learn how to win and put winning first, you're not a Baylor type of guy.
And that identity now is a champion, the first one in program history. And I know, King, that you feel a lot of pride of it. As when you're part of a foundation of a championship, you certainly can celebrate it. So we appreciate you joining us. And I also appreciate that very candid and honest answer you gave at the very beginning to settle a debate between Jay Will and I.
It's not settled. It's ongoing.
It's absolutely
don't
settled.
Do that to him.
No. King
don't
had, the, he had the last say. He had the last say. He's a guest. We respect that. King, we appreciate you, man. Thanks so much.
All right, baby.
I appreciate y'all for having me, man.
All right. Well, coming up, let's see if Keyshawn Johnson maybe can break the tie as well between Jay and I. We don't haven't talked to him in a while. We bring him back with us. He'll also explain whether or not he likes that Sam Darnold trade or doesn't with the Jets. All that coming up next on KJZ, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
But as Jaws said, he can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. Both sides have said stuff.
I can show you how to open it up.
No, that's definitely a cliche.
Let's not get into this whole conversation.
How do you put the toothpaste back in the tube? I'm going to bring some toothpaste, and I'm going to show you how to put it back in the tube.
Back in the tube.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to see it. No, I'm going to show you how to put it back. It's not hard.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
KJZ, ESPN Radio, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Jay Will, and it's great to bring in Keyshawn Johnson. Of course, his name is on the show. He joins us on the Goodyear Hotline. And, Key, it's great to hear from you. How you doing, man?
How you doing, brother?
How you doing, Alan? Good, man. Just out here and chilling, enjoying the weather for now.
I just want to apologize for crop dusting your seat all up, man. It's all my bad.
See, now.
I'm just
Right away, Key. Bart can't help himself, man. What do you think, Key? I know we've talked about this whole Sam Darnold thing for the longest time. What are your thoughts on the Jets trading Sam Darnold to the Panthers?
You know, I watched a little bit of it over the last several days. The heat started to turn up a little bit, so you knew that it was going to happen. You just didn't know when. And you kind of felt you could sniff it out. I think the Jets got what they can get for Sam. I personally wouldn't have done it, but I'm not running the team. It's Coach Robert Saleh and General Manager Joe Douglas. They're the ones who got to make the decision. They made the decision, but I wouldn't have moved him because I think he has a lot of potential. I think when you see other teams trying to get something you have, that should tell you right then and there, maybe we are making a mistake here. But you never know. Sam's got to go to Carolina, and I don't know what the Panthers are going to do with Teddy Bridgewater, but let's assume Teddy's still there. He's going to have to battle. But they also got to figure out what they want to do with him long-term because of his fifth-year option, fully guaranteed, probably around $19 to $20 million. They've got to make a decision on what they want to do there in May. So he's in a better place, I think. He won't have to endure the New York pressure of failing to a degree for the first several years of his career. And now he gets an opportunity to go to Carolina and kind of hit the reset button.
And, Key, now they have a number two pick, which clearly they're going to take a quarterback, and everybody believes it's going to be Zach Wilson. And, you know, Jay said earlier, well, people just have to be patient with Zach Wilson, and I kind of chuckled at that, and no one knows that more than you do, that in New York there's not going to be patience. Is there a lot of pressure now on Zach Wilson?
Oh, God, yes. Because the Jets, not only the Jets, just New York in general, they think they belong, right? Like, no matter what. They were patients, like you said, patients for what? Mm-hmm. They belong. They belong amongst the elite, even though they've never been amongst the elite. That's the mindset. And so when you look at the quarterback that they may select, that pressure is going to be tremendous on him. And they brought in some players in free agency. They'll draft some guys. And then people will say the Jets supposed to go to the playoffs. The Jets supposed to do, because if you are a, I don't know, 3-13 team next year, you could have did that with Sam Darnold. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, right, you look up and you are 6-10 the following year, you could have did that with Sam Darnold. I mean, so you gotta think the stress level is going to be very, very high no matter who the quarterback is going to be. And we all assume it is Zach Wilson.
You know, Key, I believe that, you know, sometimes there are very few deals where both sides can win. I feel like Sam Darnold's going to go there. He's going to get unlocked. He gets reunited with Robbie Anderson. I think he's going to have a great coaching staff behind him. And then he has McCaffrey, the ultimate, you know, cheat code when you think about his ability to run the ball, but it's also his ability to catch the ball. But here in New York, you know, when you take something away, you have to fill that void. So we're assuming that you're going to fill that void with Zach Wilson. But where do the Jets go for veteran leadership as Joe Flacco was gone? They have no starting quarterback. We know that Zach Wilson can't be the guy that you depend on to put him in that type of fire, you know, week one. So where do the Jets go to maybe try and find an answer for a veteran quarterback?
Well, I mean, there's still a couple guys that's out there that they can still – take a look at as far as the backup role goes. They can always do that. But your leadership is coming from your head coach. Your head coach has to instill in his team what it is that he's looking for, and they have to follow his lead. And I think Robert Saleh is that type of, I don't know, fiery, kind of get your attention guy. You know, having a rookie quarterback with no veteran presence in the room, teaching, showing, it can be very difficult. You know, when I was drafted by the Jets in 1996, we had three veteran wide receivers they brought in that was like, you know, they brought in Webster Slaughter, for crying out loud. Webster Slaughter was like 70 years old by the time he got to us at the Jets. They brought in Quinn Early. Quinn Early was like 70.
I remember. Yeah.
Jeff Graham from Chicago was an older receiver, but they brought in receivers that were older so they could teach me
how to, you know, play the NFL game. You know, clearly some of them didn't teach me that. They taught me how to hang out, but that's just part of it.
Taught you how to rehydrate, man, how to do the oil change after a great night out in the city.
Hold on, Key. I know
that would be correct.
West Coast, man. It's 6:30 a.m. on the West Coast. I know you're cozy right now, but I got to ask you, you blacked out on me the other day when I said that the Lakers could potentially be in the play-in tournament. I mean, literally, this y'all better stop hating on LBJ. You're an idiot. You're a moron. Lakers all day. You sound like a dumbass. Can I ask you why so much hate on me? What'd I do?
Well, it's not necessarily hate on you. It's just you running your mouth talking about the Lakers going to be in a play-in game. Okay, so what? They're in the play-in game, okay? And what does that mean? You act like we don't see that we don't have AD and LeBron, like you telling us something new. No, we don't have AD and we don't have LeBron, so therefore we're going to struggle. You take two of the top five players in the NBA off your team and imagine where you're going to go. Yeah. Think about it. When Duke took Carlos Boozer off the floor, what happened?
Stop it. You stop with this slander. I know what you're trying to do. You stop it.
I'm just saying, there. When you take top talent away, a team is going to struggle. But you make it seem like the Lakers they might as well just start getting ready to go to Cancun.
Well, I never said that the season is over. Obviously, we've seen Golden State without Steph and Draymond lose by 50-plus. So I get what everybody's saying. All I was just saying is the obvious that – they're close. I mean, look, Portland's one game behind them. Dallas is three games behind them. It could be in that in-between spot. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you said the obvious. Why state the obvious? It's an obvious. We don't need you to state something. Well,
here's the way to put it, if you ask me, and no one did, but I'll interject anyway. Is the way to put it is that it's for LeBron James and Anthony Davis, but mostly for LeBron James, it's unnecessarily adding, if you do fall into the 7-10, which they still are two games out of that, it would just unnecessarily add now another level of games you have to play. And then, of course, your first round, you'd be going up against better teams than if you had the higher seed, and you're obviously playing against the bad teams. It's just putting that more pressure, more games, whatever it is, more mileage on LeBron when you're trying to preserve him as much as you possibly can. That would be the concern if there was one. But it's also, of course, fun to just tweak Laker fans by saying it.
Allen, we're okay. You just worry about that orange and blue team. We're okay.
Well, the Islanders,
he has
great.
A lot to worry about. Kid. He has a lot to worry about. Islanders. You mean the Big 15?
We're fine as long as they're healthy. When time comes, I think the Lakers will be fine, whether they're the first seed or the last seed. I think it doesn't matter who they play, how they play, because when you got two of the top five dudes in the NBA healthy and going,
that's true.
Then you know you're cooking.
Yeah,
if you lose one or two of them, then you're done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all know that.
So can you?
We all know that, man.
Can you break a tie for us?
By the way, talking about losing, I told y'all in the beginning Gonzaga was going to do the same Gonzaga. I told you, Jay. I told you they was going to Gonzaga.
Well, I mean,
I told you months ago. This is the best college basketball team ever. I'm like, man, they're going to be the same team. They do this every year. Get you all hyped for them. Yeah, just would fold their tent when the time comes.
They're the favorite. William Hill, same debate. William Hill has them as the favorite for next year's championship, believe it or not.
I can't.
You can't put your money on that
no more. Allen, they're going to do the same thing again next year. And I know you wasn't with us at the time, but Coach Seth Greenberg was on and we were talking and everything. Like I said, they're the same Gonzaga. Oh, no, they – you know, if they would have played the Villanova and they would have played Baylor and they would have did this and this is a different team, I'm like, man, they do this every single year. There's nothing. I love Coach. I love Mark. He's great. But they do this every single year. They run through their little conference. They beat up on a few teams out of conference that may have some name recognition. You know that you know how these teams are. They got that name recognition, so they make you think they're North Carolina or Duke. They make you believe, they'll go and beat a team like Michigan State. And everybody will go, oh, look, they beat Michigan State. It's like, well, Michigan State's just a name right now. Michigan State ain't powerful like that, and they do it every single year.
Can you settle a debate now between Jay and I? we discussed earlier.
Don't tell him who picked who, Alan. Don't prep.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
I know who he's going to take, though. It's Key's personality. I know he's going to
take. All right, well, that's good. Let's find out. We discussed about point guards and the talented point guards, and we just got into a little barbershop about, well, who would you rather have on your team? And
who's the more talented player?
It's
Dame.
Will you let Alan finish and stop trying to interject?
No, I will not. I will not. No, because he'll throw shade into it. He'll change up the questioning. Who is the more talented player, Dame or Kyrie?
Will you go ahead and finish the question, Alan, please?
It was who would you rather have, not
right.
Who's more
yes,
talented.
Right. Who would you rather have?
Thank you, Bart. Who would you rather have? And I talked about just who do I trust to be there night in and night out? Dame Lillard. Jay says Kyrie.
I knew you were telling me your answer. I know you were telling me your answer.
Well, you butted in and tried to change the question, so I had to take
over. No, I didn't. No.
You forced me to do it, Jay. You forced me to do it.
Well, let me ask you this. Who else is on the team, though?
Well, we didn't go that deep into it.
Because having
– See? That's what Key does. Smart.
Having Kyrie, I need some people to be able to handle him. You know, Dame – I don't need people to handle Dame because Dame can handle himself. He's not a loose cannon, like, so to speak, like Kyrie. Kyrie got his own mind, and sometimes he wonders and does some things. As far as just basketball, pure point guard play, I probably would go with Kyrie. As far as pure basketball point guard play.
I think we got to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm being told.
How do you feel about that, Alan?
I'm being told we got to go. We're way
Key
over.
And I, we back, baby. We're
well, you don't over. Have to go. You don't have to go anywhere. Remember, my name is at the top of the show. If I want to continue to roll through, if you can roll through the stop sign. I'll be back next Monday. So, you know, I'm taking myself a little time off, but I'll be back next Monday.
All right, baby. We miss you, man. Thinking about you, brother.
We do miss
always.
You, man. It's great to catch up with you.
Hey, put some sunblock on while you're out there, man.
Man, I was out in the sun yesterday and came back and looked in the mirror.
Like Ed Reed? What, were you Ed Reed? Were you Ed Reed black?
No, I wasn't Ed Reed. Not quite. If I'd have stayed out, probably about.
I'd be like, Ed Reed,
if
you got facial hair?
20 minutes more, I would have been Ed Reed black. Gotcha. Yeah. I probably would have been never black.
Stop yourself right now, Key.
Darkness, everybody. Oh, hate my gums because they black.
Okay.
All right. Keyshawn, great to talk to you. Thanks so much. We look forward to seeing you and hearing you next week. All right,
buddy. I'll talk to you guys. Right. Don't screw it up. Please, Keyshawn Johnson. Please keep the show alive and well and cooking because Bart is, right on the edge.
It's all good, man. I ain't going to pull no I can't say
don't
his name
it.
Either.
Habitual line stepper he is.
I was about to pull me a
Let's
little.
Let's go to break.
We got caller roulette to get to. We got to get
a little
to all
Celtics
that.
In this thing.
Thank you, Keyshawn, who joined us on the Goodyear Hotline. All right, so caller roulette's coming up. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You know the rules. Jay now has this from Goodyear.
Goodyear knows when the season starts heating up, so do the possibilities. Playoff hopefuls are beginning to emerge, and contenders are solidifying their position. From here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to build up to the moment, but it takes everything to capture it. Goodyear, more driven.
Hey, it's Greeny, and congratulations to Baylor knocking off number one, knocking Gonzaga from the ranks of the unbeaten, and winning the national championship. We're talking about it with you Tuesday. It's Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
So here we go. Call a roulette. KJZ, ESPN Radio. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Jay Will. How are we all doing, guys? We're good? You're good, Bart?
We're good. We don't even need to say the rules anymore, Alan.
No, we don't need to say the rules anymore.
Let's go right into it.
Spin it. I feel good today because we landed on one. Caller one, go.
AJ from Los Angeles calling to talk about the Kyrie and Dame debate. You got to take Dame. And just because when you say Kyrie needs to have all these things to go in his favor, Dame, you don't need that. Dame, you can throw him on any team, whether he's the alpha or he has more alphas there. The alphas will more or less cater to him. And without him having to be like, oh, well, I need you guys to do this. I need you guys to do that. No, Dame will just come in and play. And everybody can gravitate, feed off of him, and flourish. Whereas Kyrie, you saw what he did in Cleveland. Even seeing what he has to do now with Brooklyn.
Don't you paint that picture. Don't you try to call in here and tell me what I need. I know what I need. I need some Kyrie Irving. I need the most dazzling player in the game. I need a technician. I need one of the most skilled players in the game who can make everybody better on my team. Don't come up here trying to debunk all these things about Kyrie Irving. Don't do that.
Man. He did that. Spin it.
I said debunk. Look, I'm sorry. It's used words. I don't even know what they mean. It didn't even make sense in the sentence, damn it.
Line three, go.
Hey, my name DT from Michigan. You got to have Kyrie Irving, man. You talking about what he did in Cleveland. The only thing he did in Cleveland was beat a 73-9 team with one of the greatest shots in history. And you talking about Dame going to a different team. Since when? Dame been in Portland since day one. He don't even know the meaning of adversity. Kyrie went to Boston and didn't work out so well. Kyrie stay in the big moment. He stay in the big time. And as far as basketball, he is unstoppable. Mm. Kyrie going to roll, and it's unbelievable. It's almost like, you know, you got a girlfriend that's cute and a girlfriend that's fine. Kyrie is fine. You put up with some of the stuff he do because he's just fine. I'm out.
Okay. That's real facts right there.
That got awkward. Real awkward. Yeah, yeah. Line four. We got to spin. We got to spin.
You get it.
We got more lines filling up. We got to spin more. Don't get five. Oh, six. We just missed five. Go six. Line six.
Corey from Greenwich, New York.
Go ahead.
Damian Lillard, hands down. He's the new face of the NBA other than Luka. Look at what he does. If Damian Lillard was not in the West Coast, we would hear all about it.
Completely agree. See? Completely agree. One more. Spin! Line four.
What's up, guys? This is Jonathan from Dallas. Let's be honest. What does Kyrie hit? One meaningful shot in his whole career? I feel like we're talking about Dame on a weekly, if not biweekly, basis. I don't want a player who's going to pout when he don't get his way, but he's happy when he does. He's like my 5-year-old daughter. I need a player that's going to play hard out 100% of the time and not just show up 50% of the time. Let's be honest. Has Kyrie been a factor?
Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Game 7.
How long ago was that?
Jay Weezy, quit spitting on the mic, man.
I know. I'm getting hot because I won't be here with you guys. I'm having my son this week.
Yes.
I love you guys. Thanks for rocking out with me, man. You guys have been great. Hold down the show. Keep
God
it going.
Bless you,
I really
Mickey,
appreciate you all, man. Respect
and the family.
And love.
Congratulations, Jay.
Yeah, man.
We'll keep up with you. Bart and I will try to hold it down going forward. See us at noon.